forest.
But oh, you did, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, just a little, it wasn't enough to cover the ground, just enough to make a little white fluffy on top of the vehicles, you know?
Sure, sure. All right, all right. Well, what are we doing this weekend out there, Rob?
Well, we'll be hunting around the home here and stuff and see what we can come up with. And hopefully end the season on a good note.
My
wife had one. And we did get the pictures and stuff from Thanksgiving and whatnot. Huh?
Yeah, we put some of those on the web already. You bet. You bet.
Awesome, awesome. I want to say one thing, Joel. I appreciate you guys putting this on every year and all the sponsors that, you know, go along with you and donate gifts for all this stuff and everything. I mean, it's just, it's a tradition that should never end.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any plans to, so it's a lot of fun. It's very unique in that we take calls live like this. So yeah, it's a very unique show and it's crazy popular. Yes. Yes. So. All right, Rob, thank you. We'll be back tomorrow. So give us a call. Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, you bet. We're back tomorrow night, normal time from 6 to 8, 6 to 7. We take your calls, and then it's prize time, and prize time starts at 7 and might take all the way till 8 tomorrow night with all the prizes that we have. You're on the roundup. Who is this?
This is Squatter.
Hey, Squatter. How we doing?
We are fantastic tonight.
All right. What makes it so fantastic tonight?
Well, I got two minis here that need to say something. Go ahead.
All right.
Hi, this is Chungus.
All right. Hey. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I shot a three-pointer today.
You shot a three-pointer today. All right.
Yeah.
Is that your first deer?
No, this is my third deer.
Third deer. Tell us how you got it. How did it happen?
So, I was sitting in my stand. I was sleeping for 6 minutes. My mom woke me up and I said, "What? What?" And she made me look out the window. And I said, "Oh, the buck's here." And I was like, "Oh." So mom got me ready and he turned right and he turned perfect, and I took my shot, and he died.
You got it. One shot, huh? One shot. All right. I'm goofing around. How long of a shot was it? Long enough.
75 yards.
Oh, 75 yards.
Really? Nice, nice. All right. Squatter, proud. Pretty proud, huh?
Very, very proud. Yeah. We got one more that has to talk.
Okay, sure. Who's this?
This is Mini Squatter.
All right, Mini Squatter, what do you have to say for yourself?
She's got a joke.
Okay.
I got a joke.
All right, let's hear it.
What's a three-letter word that starts with gas?
What's a three-letter word that starts with gas? Okay.
With gas.
Okay, all right. I don't know. What's that? Yeah, I was confused. I'm easily confused, though. Nice, Mini Squatter. Nice.
Thanks.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Squatter, for the update, and Mini Squatter and everybody else there. That's pretty cool. I always like to have the kids on. Hour two of three. We're here till 7 o'clock tonight, taking your calls. If you're just getting out of the woods and you want to let us know what happened, 715-762-3221 on the Deer Hunters Roundup.
I like big bucks and I cannot lie. You other hunters can't deny that when a buck walks past, you stand real fast. You want to pull up your gun and blast and go boom, dropping dead on his back. But first, I better have a nice rack, because if you think I'll shoot a doe, I'll tell you there, guy, heck no. Oh, some guys, they'll even take shots at an itty bitty doe that still has spots. But I don't shoot for venison meat. I'll shoot a cow if I want to eat. Yeah, my buck meat is tough like jerky, but I know it won't hurt me, so it might not be for cooking. But that mounted rack sure is good looking. You see, it won't take a look unless it makes that record book. I like them big and strong, and them antlers better be long. So, hunters, yeah. Deer hunters, yeah. Do you want to shoot that buck?
Heck yeah.
Then blast it.
Blast it.
Blast it.
Blast it.
Blast that big old buck. I like big bucks.
Head nut lord for the trophy buck. Head nut lord for the trophy buck.
I like big bucks.
Head nut lord. Head nut lord. Head nut lord. Head nut lord for the trophy buck.
When I head up north
sights. And boom, double shot, boom, boom. And you can bet I hit it. So I climbed on the tree to get it. Then I could not find him, but a fresh blood trail led me right behind him. When I stepped into the clear, he was laying there dead, so I tagged that ear. I took a knife off of cleaning and left the gut pile steaming. I like big bucks. I like big bucks. You know it there, guy. And the guys from Shad Rap Go Hunting, we always say no to the dough, cause trophy bucks are the way to go. Hey, sweetie, did you see the size of this one?
Holy crap, Sky, that's a wall-eater if I ever saw one.
Well, I tell ya, I sure felt good as I dragged that buck right out of them woods. I took a look at his head. Enormous, at least a 20-inch spread. Woo-ha, what a trophy buck, and it's all tied up on the back of my truck. Now it's time for celebration, and bring it into town for registration. Everyone was staring at the buck my truck was wearing. I said, how you doing, fellas? With the look they had, they were all dead jealous. I had to laugh at Joe. He was talking venison, he shot a 50-pound doe. Most guys are good at talking, but when it comes down to it, their buck's still walking. Yeah, I always brag about the buck that wears my tag. I had a score official count it, and now it's time to mount it. My Boone and Crockett score was a big 184. I'm a top-notch big buck killer. I think it's time for a Miller. I like big bucks.
Radio 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country,
and this is the Deer Hunters Roundup. We've got 3 days left, tomorrow, Sunday, both from 6 to 8, taking your calls till 7 tonight because we got the bucks at that time. 715-762-3221. Lines are full. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
Glenn Gross from the Gross Camp.
Gross Camp. What was your name again?
Gwen.
Gwen. All right, Gwen. What do you have to say for yourself that Gwen, that Grace Ann didn't say?
Well, I don't know because I didn't hear her.
Okay. No, that's fine. What happened? Did you hunt today?
No, I hunted in the morning yesterday.
Okay. All right. So what happened today? What did you do today?
I helped get the logs in the burn pile.
Good. All right.
Mostly what I did all day.
You were working, right? You were working. All right. So what do we have going on this weekend at the Gross Camp there, Gwen?
Well, I'm going back to my house on, I think, Saturday night or Sunday morning.
Okay. All right. So you're going to get a little hunting in tomorrow?
I don't know.
Maybe, huh? Yeah, maybe. All right. Very good, Gwen. Good to have you as a part of the Roundup. Thanks for taking time to call.
Thank you.
You bet. Gwen at the Gross Camp, you are on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hello, this is Buckshot at Camp Deerstick.
Hey, Buckshot, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing tonight?
Well, we're doing all right. People starting to get out of the woods here, getting some calls, so I'm assuming that's what you're up to.
Yeah, I just wanted to report that the guys at camp, there's about six of us, and there's no bucks hanging on the pole, no deer, nothing. It's been a pretty slim year.
I would assume it's probably been a few years since you've had no bucks on the pole, right?
Yeah, last year we did okay. You know, we had a few. I don't even remember. I think we might have had 4 or 5 bucks early, and then, you know, in this later part of the season, we just never have any luck.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's officially a down year. There's no doubt about it. So hopefully we can recoup the numbers a little bit for next year and take it back up a notch, right?
Yeah, I've actually heard about a bunch of guys that haven't bought licenses over the last couple of years, and I think there's getting to be more and more of those people.
I think it was the lowest it's been, 600,000, I think they said, which was down like 100,000 just from last year. So the number of hunters, you're right, is going down also. Yes.
Yeah.
But that should mean, in the end, more deer for you guys, right? Hopefully.
Yeah, maybe. I'd just like to do a shout-out to Cullen Black, who shot a nice buck with his grandpa in the sugar camp area.
Okay.
And then we had a complaint from one of our hunters that she didn't like her name. We had named her the Shadow Hunter because she was so stealthy in the woods and stuff. And he says, I'm not stealthy at all. I'm not the Shadow Hunter. I think I'm more like a little squirrel. I'm pretty noisy.
All right.
her name is now the Little Squirrel.
All right. Very good. That worked. That worked. Yeah! All right. All right. Yeah! Speak out. If you don't like your name, we can find a way to adjust that. All right. Very good. Yeah. All right, Buckshot. Thank you for the contribution. Always appreciate your call.
All right. Thank you.
Camp Smear Stick, Buckshot there. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
Good evening. You got that old buck and Camp Toothless Beaver again.
Orv, how are we doing out there?
How we're doing? We're having a great time hunting and saving my ammunition.
All right. That's right. You don't have to extend out the expense account on the ammo. That's one positive thing, right?
Right. And the other positive thing is if I don't get one this year, there's always next year.
There certainly is. You bet. You bet. All right. So
sounds like I'm not the only one that's not getting anything.
It has probably been the slowest year in a long, long while across the board for everybody. Yes, no doubt about it.
Okay, hang in, Joel. Take care.
All right, old buck out of Camp Toothless Beaver. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Crystal Gross.
Hey, Crystal. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you the mom or relative of the young gross girls?
You know, I am the mom.
You are mom. Well, you sounds like you've got some really nice young ladies there. They're real fun to talk to.
They are. I mean, come on, between the 14-foot giraffe that they set
up. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was 10. It was 10, but it can be 14 now. Oh, they get better and better. I like that. It's getting taller. It's getting taller. Yeah.
I mean, honestly. You know, first-time caller, long-time listener kind of thing. Yeah. I technically didn't go hunting, but I probably saw more deer than Andy.
Yeah.
Driving into town, no less.
Yeah.
But my fun is, you know, burning brush and having a bush light. So.
Yeah, exactly, exactly, exactly. Sounds like you've got, how many people are hit the woods out there with the gross camp?
Four.
Four of you, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, husband, son, and the girls, so.
Fantastic. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you and your family for your contribution to the show. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Crystal. The mom, the overseer of the Gross Camp there. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sue calling from Camp Next Year.
Hey, Sue. How are we doing down there?
We finally took the newest hunter with us. I showed her around the property a little bit and told her some of the stories that we had, but still haven't seen anything yet.
Still haven't seen any deer, huh?
Nope. Well, we've seen them, but just nothing close enough or big enough to call good.
Yeah, yeah. And so nothing hanging? No venison yet, anyway?
Nope.
All right. Well.
Hooked up a couple of grouse, and that was it.
Yeah, all right. That works. All right, Sue. Appreciate you calling.
Everybody else is having better luck than we are, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Thank you, Sue. Camp Next Year. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, this Camp Longshot.
Camp Longshot. The Janicek boys. How are we doing out there, sir?
And just like everybody else.
Yeah. Have you seen anything around your place, sir?
Not a one. They're on a camera, but... They don't come out during the day.
They come out at night. Maybe we should just flip it. Maybe just for a year, just don't hunt during the day, and we'll hunt at night. That would not be a good idea, Joel.
I don't think so.
Yeah, let me just reverse that statement before anybody clips it out. Not a good idea, Joel.
Make it like that. The game part would be left,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess these happen, right? Years like this happen, so we just hope that the...
things like that.
Yeah. This might be the driest year in many, 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 right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So what else is new?
Just sitting here hitting buttons and answering the phone. That's why I get the big bucks here.
Okay.
The one with the toilet paper one. He was one of the played with the bucks.
Oh yeah, what was the toilet paper? The the second week of deer camp one, or
I think so, or something.
Is that the one with?
Or is that the one where they throw the hay over the fence and feed the cows?
Yeah, yeah. Second week of, well, I think we played the first one already tonight, I believe. So we'll play the second one. We'll see if that's the one. Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that's the one.
Who's the other one in the studio?
That's Austin. Austin is hanging on. Say hi, Austin.
Hello.
Hello.
So he's all right. Yeah, he's hanging out with us too. Yep, you bet. Keeping me awake.
Yep.
All right.
You have a fun. Thank you, and keep up the good work.
You betcha. Thank you, sir. Camp Longshot. You are on the roundup. Hello.
Hello, this is Merlin from the Nut Hut.
Hey, Merlin, what is shaking at the Nutty Hut?
I made her back from the Thanksgiving dinner. I rolled in here, and I rolled out in the woods, but I didn't see nothing but squirrels. They must be after peanuts and whatever else.
Whatever else, huh? Yeah. Just a dry, just one of them years, I guess. It goes up and down, and this one definitely appears to be one of the down ones. I heard somebody, I think I heard on one of the news channels, they were estimating that it may be down 18 to 20% maybe the deer kill this year, possibly. So
yeah, I heard that. I can't believe it, you know. So season, but not much for shooting either, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll hit her tomorrow and see what happens. Is that what we're going to do?
That's what I'm going to do.
All right.
Warm up my boots and do a little walking, I think.
Should be a good day for that tomorrow, you bet. All right, Merlin. Thank you so much from the Nut Hut. Checking in on the roundup at 5:17. Here you go, Camp Longshot.
Hey, Joe, where are you? If you can't hear me, just say something.
Up in the woodshed with 2,000 empty beers. I came looking for a full one, and I must have passed out here. I crawl out through the door, and I run smack into a buck. He was eating all the apples from the back of Rudy's truck. I grab him by the back legs, and he drags me through the snow. But when he jumps a barbed wire fence, I have to let him go.
It's the second week of deer camp. There's one more day to go. Since 14 days ago, the empty pile is growing and nobody got a deer. But there's only 50 weeks to go and we'll be back out here.
I go crawling down the road and alley-oop comes whizzing by. For a guy that weighs 300 pounds, that oop can really fly. I take a look behind me and here comes a big black bear. If I make it back to camp, I'll have to change my right through the door. He's breaking up the card game. It sounds just like a war.
It's the second week of deer camp. There's one more day to go. We haven't had a shaver mass since 14 days ago. The empty pile is growing and nobody got a deer. But there's only 50 weeks to go and we'll be back out here.
Bruno's cooking bear meat, but like Mungo's feet. The poker game's still going and the beer is getting low. All around the deer camp there's a ring of yellow snow. The bucks we won in poker are the only bucks we got. We spent 2 weeks in deer camp and never fired a shot.
It's the second week of deer camp.
One of the requests anyway, Austin, the ring of yellow snow. That was an earlier call,
yep,
right?
We found it.
All right, so that we got that one. Now we just got to get the
second week of deer camp two.
Part two, yes, is the ring of snow or whatever the line was you're looking for there. You are on the Deer Hunters Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joel. This is Jason at the Granduzzi Ranch.
Hey, Jason. How's the four generation of Granduzzis doing out there?
We're doing really well. I mean, the hunting is okay, but really it's been a beautiful camp. The weather is probably a little too nice, but makes it nice for enjoying the outdoor activities.
Yeah, exactly. So harvested this year?
We got a 7-pointer and a spike. Today we made some drives and we saw some coyotes and one buck, but weren't able to get a shot at it. It's slow, but we are seeing a few deer.
Okay. All right. We could have used a little bit. Not too often we make it through deer hunting season, Jason, without any snow at all. Didn't happen too often.
Yeah, we made that comment today. We wish we had some snow, could see what we were doing out there. We're just, you know, meandering through the woods and not really knowing if we're moving any deer.
Yeah.
So we did this afternoon. We cut up our deer, so that's a good thing. I want to thank Jesse and Jackson and Jacob and Grandpa and I. We got the deer all cut up, so tonight we're just going to relax and have some chili.
Yeah, many hands make light work. If you got to cut one of those deer up all by yourself, that's a job, isn't it?
Yeah, we did two deer in a little over 2 hours, so it was pretty nice.
Yeah, you got four or five hands working. It makes it a good experience, exactly. All right, Jason, we appreciate your contribution and the photos.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate the show.
Yep, the Granduzzi Ranch, four generations. Photo on our website at 98qcountry.com. Lots of photos on there, so shoot us a photo of your camp, of your deer, whatever. Maybe you got a bear, whatever it may be. I don't think there's any bear photos on there. WCQM at civicmedia.us. Our crack staff of judges will be judging on Monday night, overseen, as everything is here, by the accounting firm of Austin, Big G, and Gray. Gray just added as a new affiliate to the firm, so congratulations to him. So overseen by them, judging will be Monday night at 6. We'll announce the winners Tuesday, and if I forget, it'll be Wednesday, so it'll probably be Wednesday. Ridge Runners, right on Main Street in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin, wishes everyone a successful and safe deer season. They're inviting you in for their fresh farm-to-table smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribeye steak sandwiches, or try out their half-pound Angus burger, all made with fresh meat from Heritage Farms right to the table. Also, now offering fresh cheese curds delivered weekly, as well as homemade soup available daily. They're open Thursday through Saturday and serving until 9 p.m. Ridge Runners on Main Street, downtown Butternut. They hope to see everyone this hunting season.
Oh dear. Oh dear nutrition, that is. Located at 334 Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Load up your morning starting at 6:30 with one of Jennifer's loaded specialty teas. Or try one of our delicious healthy shakes available in a variety of tasty flavors like cake batter, orange Julius, caramel macchiato, Bahama Mama, and newly added caramel apple sucker, just to name a few. Whether you're looking for a faster, healthy alternative for breakfast or lunch, or maybe an afternoon snack, stop in or text your order to Jennifer at 715-661-8213. It's delicious, healthy, fast, and convenient at Odeer Nutrition on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open 6 days a week starting at 6:30 a.m.
It's Blake and Kerrigan, your B&B insurance ladies. Or should we say Santa's elves? It's time for B&B Insurance's annual 25 Days of Christmas giveaway. We have been working on filling Santa's sleigh and making a list and checking it twice. All prizes are purchased from businesses within the B&B insurance family. It's our way of saying thank you to our clients and our community. Starting December 1st, watch us live on Facebook to participate. 25 days, 25 prizes, and countless awesome businesses. All roads lead to B&B Insurance, especially during the 25 days of Christmas. Happy hunting!
All roads lead to 98qcountry.com. All the info is on there on the Deer Hunters Roundup, show archives, prizes, and much more. Back to the phones we go. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
This is Cora, Dad, and Luke calling from Porcupine Ranch.
Porcupine Ranch. And whereabouts are you guys again?
Minocqua.
All right. What's the report from the Porcupine Ranch today?
We saw one deer butt.
That's it. That's it.
That was it
the whole day, huh? All right. Yep. So what are you doing to keep yourself entertained this Thanksgiving weekend at the Porcupine Ranch?
Yesterday we had Thanksgiving dinner and my mom and my sister came up. And then today we're going out to eat for like a little fish fry thing. And then tomorrow probably a movie.
A movie. All right. Have you picked one out yet?
Dad, what movie?
Escanaba in the Moonlight.
Oh. I have no idea. Escanaba in the Moonlight, a hunting classic. Jeff Daniels, you betcha. You betcha. All right. Cora, thank you for the call. Anything else you had to say for yourself?
Nope.
All right. Thank you very much, Cora. We watched, yesterday we watched Elvis, the one that was in theaters a couple years ago. That was, actually, I didn't watch it. My son and my wife watched it, but I have seen it. Very good. If you haven't seen it, today we watched Maverick, the Top Gun sequel, I guess you could call it. That's always a very good movie. So that was good. And we also, I watched one more. I'll tell you about that here. You are on the Roundup. Who's this? Hello. Goodbye. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
This is Justin with Camp Little Bighorn.
Camp Little Bighorn. It sounds like you're in a wind tunnel.
I know. I'm in my pickup. I'm heading to the Mead Camp for dinner.
All right, Camp Little Bighorn. Whereabouts are you guys?
We're west of Minocqua.
All right. What's happening out there today?
Well, no deer. Monday, I went in to visit some family and had a deer on camera, a shooter.
Mm-hmm. They're all coming out at night, aren't they?
This one was in the light, but you know how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But, it's muzzleloader season carries on here at Camp Little Bighorn, so we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, safe travels to you, and thanks for checking in.
All right. Take care.
Everybody who calls automatically Camp Little Bighorn west of Minocqua, your name goes into the drawing box for all the prizes tomorrow night. If you can't tune in tomorrow night, check the website on Monday morning. All the prize winners will be listed on there. If you won something, claim it by January 1, by New Year's Day. Otherwise, it goes back into our prize bin, and the prizes will be distributed in a timely and legal manner, again, overseen by the accounting firm of Austin, Big G and Gray. All right. Did you know that was part of your duties, too? Is our retainer fee going to go up now that you got to do that, too?
Well, I'd say so. And, you know, now we have to cover Gray's retainer fee as well, so.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to have to raise it.
Here we go. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey there, it's the Buckstopper over at Double B's Rack Shack.
All right, Buckstopper. And whereabouts are you guys?
Over by Sioux Lake.
All right, what's happening out at Double B's?
Well, we called earlier in the week, and we were seeing deer prior to that. And then as soon as we called and got a hold of you, the deer shut off. So we figured we'd call again and see if it'll turn the switch.
It'll turn back on again. Either the deer are listening or whatever. Maybe they're listening, and they think, hey, that buck stopper is bragging about all the deer he's seen. So we're out of there. So have you gotten anything?
Yeah, I shot a doe on Sunday morning.
Okay. All right. So that's good. Better than most. What's the plan for the weekend then?
We're still going to hunt.
Okay.
Right until the end, and then see what happens.
All right.
I got the Fauninator here, and he's wanted to tell you a joke.
All right. All right, Fauninator. I'm a little bit leery, but I'm going to let you go. Go ahead.
What's the German word for constipation?
Okay. Did you hear that? Could you say that? Say the line again, please.
You.
What's the German word for constipation?
What's the German word for constipation? I don't know. What is it?
Perfect pooping.
German's a fun language.
That's right. All right, fun. Thank you. And thank you, Buckstopper. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You betcha. Perfect. Nugan. We got some emails. And I'm going to let you. I'll transition lightly into a lot of emails here. So dig in there, Austin.
All right. We have Debbie from Camp Bellyacres checking in.
All right.
Their luck changed for the better the last 2 days. Shotgun Alley got a buck yesterday, and the dumper just got a doe. Shout out to Camp Send It for the hot dice on Tuesday night.
Ooh, all right.
Sorry you left with less jingle in your pockets. Also, thanks to No Nuts for taking Shotgun Alley out for a morning hunt.
All right. Very good.
Then moving over to Dutchman's Iron Ridge Camp in the Township of Agenda. Okay. Only a spike opening day and slow since. With the mild weather, they've enjoyed taking a few walks with their parents in search for a bigger buck. Shout out to Camp Galilee, Ganduzi Ranch, and Botter's Back 40.
Galilee's been around a long time. Okay, we'll get to more in a second here. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Hey, this is Andy from Camp Gross. How's it going, guys?
Hey, good, Andy. We're hearing from the whole crew. This is pretty awesome. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, I just had a follow-up question. I heard Austin was in the studio today. Did he have some of those Brussels sprouts yesterday or not?
Did you have any Brussels sprouts for Thanksgiving, Austin?
Sadly, no, but only because they were forgotten amidst the bustle to make everything else.
Oh,
I don't know if they were forgotten or purposely forgotten.
They were already chopped. Like, we had already got them prepped and ready. It's just never gotten cooked.
All right. Well, they're still there, then. They're still there.
Yeah, I might grab a handful for a snack.
All right. I think he might be a Brussels sprout fraud there, Andy. What do you think?
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I want to see photos. I want to see photos of the consumption of the Brussels sprouts.
That's great.
All right, Andy. Sounds like your family's having a good season there.
Yeah, we have a good season. Everyone's safe and been in and out of the woods. No action, but yeah, that's okay. We got to see the Packer game yesterday, We didn't go out yesterday afternoon. So
that was a surprising treat for Packer fans. Yeah,
it was. That was great. And then this morning was a little rough getting up after consuming so much turkey and stuffing. So you know.
I'm with you there. It's
hard to stay motivated.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Andy. Thank you so much for the update. Appreciate you.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, hopefully we have some good stuff to talk about tomorrow.
You betcha. Andy at Camp Gross, and that was certainly a surprising win for the Packers on Thursday. Let's see. I don't know if this didn't hang up on me or...
No, yeah, I'm still on here.
Oh, who's this?
It's still Andy.
I can't get rid of you, Andy. Okay. All right. You just want to take it away and I'll just go somewhere else?
Well, yeah, we could try that.
Yeah, sure. You just go ahead. And, okay.
Right. Hey, next caller, you're on the air.
Yeah. All right, Andy. Have a great weekend. All right. I think I see that phone. It's going to start on fire. We're going to play a little music and come back hopefully with more of your calls on the roundup.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 13. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 29 tomorrow. Cloudy. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for snow, 18. Temperatures a bit below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 20s to the upper 20s. Chance for snow, Sunday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 13 tonight. We should top off around 29 tomorrow. Lows level off around 18 tomorrow night. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Sunday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 23.
With my dad, the ground was bare and frozen, so we couldn't track no deer. So my old man got his knapsack out and filled it up with beer. He said we gotta take a hike way out into the woods. There's this guy named Higgy Lunta, he's crazy but he's good. We'll let him bring a couple beers, and when he starts to blow, he'll do the Higgy Lunta dance and then watch it snow.
Didn't
Cooper Talk there on 98Q Country and the Deer Hunters Roundup. Taking your calls at 715-762-3221. We're live. Hopefully you are too. When you call, you are on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hello, this is Drew.
Drew, where are you calling from, Drew?
Battle.
What was that? What was 40
acre deer lodge.
40 acre deer lodge. Oh, all right. All right. And what's happening out there?
It's slow, not much.
Not much. What are you doing to keep yourself entertained when you're in the deer stand and there's nothing going on? What do you do to keep yourself entertained?
Play cribbage and cards.
Play cribbage and cards. Now, what kind of a place do you hunt in? Describe your hunting place there.
We hunt in a ground blind, and to entertain myself in the cabin, I play darts.
Play darts. Okay. Are you any good at cribbage?
I just learned.
Just learned? All right. All right. That's all right. That's a good game. Anything hanging at all for your family there? Do you have anything on the tree? Not yet.
Yeah, I got a little nubby buck.
A little nubby buck. All right. Seems like a long time ago, I know. All right. All right, Drew. Enjoy the final couple days here of the 9-day season. Thank you for checking in.
Yep.
40 Acre Deer Lodge. Drew checking in there. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
Belly Acres, and we have some youth that need to talk.
All right. Camp Belly Acres. Okay. Who we got here?
The Dump.
All right. A little bit closer to the phone, if you could. We have a hard time hearing you there.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, who's this?
This is the Dumper.
The Dumper from Camp Belly Acres. We've been seeing your emails come through, and now we get to talk to you. All right. Hey, what's happened there, Dumper?
Hey, just want to let you know we're seeing a few deer now. Community moving around, and we've got Shotgun Allie, my granddaughter, who was a star this year.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, she got a deer, I'm assuming? Shotgun Alley, that's a great nickname.
And she shot a buck with her grandma out in the stand.
Oh, really? Shot a buck with her grandma? Yeah.
Read an email update that said that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And if you got time, could she give a shout-out, my Shotgun Alley granddaughter?
Yes. Shotgun Alley, how are you?
Hey.
Who do you want to say hi to?
It's Shotgun Alley.
Who do you want to say hi to?
Camp Send It.
Camp Send It. All right. I like this. Shotgun Alley is a lady of few words and many deer. I like that. All right. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You betcha. Camp Belly Acres. We got the Dumper. We got Shotgun Alley. Anybody else out there?
Oh, we got... Oh, nobody else.
That's it, huh? All right. Very good. Thank you for the call. We appreciate you guys calling in. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
This is Bubba from Camp Hairy Eyeball.
Hey, Bubba. First Hairy Eyeball Camp check-in tonight. How we doing?
Not too bad. And yourself?
Well, we're doing okay. We're reaching for the antacid several times an hour, but other than that, we're doing pretty good.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. What happened in the woods for you guys today, Bubba?
Well, I went out and I got a doe. Going to give that to old Pig-Eyed Johnson here at the camp. That's Grandpa.
Okay.
Coincidentally, she didn't have a tail. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
No tail? Man.
No tail.
Somebody's either a really good shot or a really bad shot. I don't know. It's a fine line between that right there.
I mean, it is Lugerville. Anything's possible.
It is, right?
That's very true.
That's very true, yes. Yes, it is. Never said better. All right. Nope. So,
could I give a shout-out real quick to Lunatic Lodge?
Yes.
Old Buzz Nuts out there.
All right. Very good, Bubba. Thank you for the check-in.
Thank you.
From the Hairy Eyeball Camp. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
Rocket from Camp Shoots a Lot.
Hey, Rocket. What's happening out there at Shoots a Lot?
Well, we had a very good Thanksgiving meal yesterday with some friends and family, and as of that, now we have 3 generations at the camp here.
Three, all right, awesome.
Yes, added a few hunters to our party. Now we did a few deer drives this morning, seen stuff like that. Cowboy went and sat in the sand this afternoon, seen like five does. So, we added bear hug to our camp and duck hunter to the camp and a small fry.
All right.
So we're doing really good. Everything like that. And
all right.
Would like to give a shout out to Camp No Light and Bill over at Camp CS.
All right. You got her there, Rocket. Thank you so much for taking the time to call us.
And thank you for the great show you've put on.
You bet. Not a problem. Camp shoots a lot. And let's go over here. You're on the roundup. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's this? This is Num Num from the Pokemon Spokem Lodge.
Hey, Num Num. How you doing? First time I think we've heard from you.
Yeah, usually my dad calls, but
okay.
He's not here tonight. So.
Okay. And whereabouts are you guys hunting?
Park Falls.
In Park Falls. All right. What's happening with you guys?
Oh, not much. I'm the only one left at the cabin.
All right.
No deer up on the buck pole.
All right. So we're walking around tomorrow. Going to go out and see what we can stir up?
No, but I got to pack up the cabin tomorrow, so.
Okay.
Try again next year.
There was no poking or smoking this year, you're saying, huh? It was not a dry year for you, huh?
Yeah, it's been almost 10 years since we haven't had anything up on the buck pole.
Oh, really? Really? All right. Well, better years ahead there, Num Num. We thank you for taking time. Safe travels back.
Thank you.
You betcha. Deer Hunters Roundup, got a couple emails left over there. Austin, what do you got there for us, sir?
We have Jump River Hunt Camp checking in. Been a slow couple days without a deer being seen. Along with the rest of the state yesterday, they made a few drives, listened to the Packers win, and had a great meal. Temp was 9 degrees when they headed out this morning. They say thanks to the great show, they look forward to it each night. And good luck to everyone still in the woods.
All right.
Let's see. Camp 15-2. After days of nothing, saw two does today. Both pretty nervous and couldn't get a shot at either.
All right. Okay.
Let's see. This one you printed out twice.
All right.
That's Jump River again.
Good for me. Just seeing if you're paying attention. 5:44 on the Deer Hunters Roundup. We're here till 7 till Bucks basketball.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Amanda, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A nugget trays is that they're so easy for the holidays. They're warm and flavorful. It's always a crowd pleaser. When I put down a nugget tray, everyone is happy.
Hey, this is Brian, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A nugget trays is the joy that it brings to me and everybody around me during the holidays. They're warm, juicy, and delicious.
Cater the holidays with Chick-fil-A today. Available on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hi, Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies here. We want to wish all of our hunters the best of luck this year and remind you of a few safety tips. Treat every gun as if it were loaded. Know what your target is and what's beyond. Keep your firearms stored in a safe place. And never mix guns and alcohol or drugs. Enjoy your safe Northwoods hunt from Essential Shooting Supplies here in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Half mile east of Highway 13 on Highway 182. Or visit us online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com.
Hunters and fishermen, preserve the beauty of your harvest this season with Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Wisconsin. Travis is among the most experienced and professional taxidermists in the North Woods and beyond. Extra special care is always taken when handling and preserving your pride of the season. And if you can dream it, Travis will bring it to life. For more information, call 715-762-5550 or see wildwoodstaxidermy.biz and like them on Facebook, too.
The Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant, located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, is packed with musical entertainment all deer season long. Both weekends of the 9-day season feature live, nationally touring performers each day. Find us on Facebook under the Big Dipper Bar for details today.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything, like we are the Seed and Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedandFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed and Feed located in Fifield?
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, it's back. Jesus and Josefina's award-winning homemade chili. Add to it a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Now offering raspberry and peach teas, plus iced coffees and caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Family Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week and honoring our veterans with a 10% discount.
Master Care Lawn Service is wrapping up all of their fall projects, and they have those snow plows all ready to go now. Don't wait, though, to call, because we all know that the weather is more unpredictable than ever right here in the Northwoods. All of those guys at Master Care are ready to take care of all of your snow plowing needs this winter, even salting and sanding, too. With years of experience, rest assured, they won't let you down. Master Care Lawn Services and Snow Plowing. Give them a call. 715-563-0576.
Oh, when the cold wind blows, your Okadonies are like ice cubes. And your boots get so cold, you wish your little feet were freezer proof. Up in the deep stand. Up in the tree, yeah. This fall in my long johns is where I'll be. And from upwind, you know, the deer can sometimes catch your smell. So you buy every scent control and charcoal suit they have to sell. Up in the deer stand, up in the tree, yeah. This fall in my long johns is where I'll be.
Up in the deer stand,
with my gun.
Up in the deer stand,
I'll be having fun.
Up in the deer stand,
bucks walking below. Looking for dough
up in the deer stand, deer stand.
With my gun,
up in the deer stand,
I'll be having some fun.
Up in the deer stand,
bucks walking below.
Up in the deer stand,
horny looking for dough.
Up in the deer stand, deer stand.
Deer Hunters Roundup at 5:51. We're on our way to 7 o'clock, and that's when Bucks basketball will take over. So if you want to give us a call, do so at 715-762-3221. Lots of emails coming in, wcqm@civicmedia.us. Let's go back to the phones. You are on the roundup. Who is this? Hello? Hello? I just picked that up. Let's try it again here. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Short Stuff calling from Red Solo Cup Deer Camp.
Short Stuff, the first time we've heard from you, Short Stuff. All right.
Well, actually, I had to miss out this year, but I've been keeping the boys in line up there due to a slight medical condition.
All right, all right. Well, where do you call home camp up here, Short Stuff?
Oh, I'm down in up there in Loretta, Twin Cities.
Loretta, okay, but you're down in the Milwaukee area?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks for taking time to join us. How are they doing over there in Loretta? Have you heard from them?
Yeah, I call them every day and check on them. And Monday, my son had a chance, but he was in the wrong stand, so that's how it goes.
He was in the wrong... All right, we'll just leave that alone. All right.
Yeah, just pick one and sit there all week.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
They're enjoying themselves, so that's the main thing. And a shout out to a new hunter in our camp this year, my son's buddy Matt.
All right, very good. Well, we hope to have you back up here next year, Short Stuff.
Well, I sure plan on it, and I'm lost.
Yeah. So. Oh. All right. Well, recover, and we'll hopefully see you back up here north next year. Okay.
All right.
Yep, sure. You bet. Short Stuff. Red Solo Cup, 715-762-3221 is our number. We're here. We're live. We're taking your calls. Austin is awake, and he's going to read us some emails. All right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We have Muck Shoe from Camp Lonehorn. Mm-hmm. Today there was a doe that kept circling and coming in until dark, but right before dark, they saw a 14-foot giraffe and one polar bear.
One polar bear has been added to the mix now, too, folks.
Well, that's why we don't see any deer around here right now.
All right, all right. It is climate change. Anything goes. Anything goes.
They also have a song request.
Okay.
30 Point Buck, the sequel.
The sequel. All right. We'll work on that. We got our best people on it.
The one and only.
Somebody. All right. What else you got there?
Today was the last day for Camp Dinner Pickle, and it was very uneventful. Pulling steaks in the morning and heading home. They enjoyed the roundup very much again this year. Already looking forward to next year. P.S. We need to hear a little more from the new girl, Brianna. She really knocks those ads out of the park.
Yeah, we got to get her on the air.
We do.
She's been a little bit reluctant.
She keeps hiding behind her desk.
But we got to get her on the air. You're right. She's been a little bit preoccupied with the traffic, her main job. It's been very busy times. So we'll get her in here. You bet.
Eventually.
Yes.
We have no nuts from Camp Send It. Even with the camps getting temps getting colder, we're not seeing a whole lot of action in the woods. Shout out to Shotgun Alley on a 3-point yesterday and the Big Dumper for his doe today. Also, a big happy birthday to the Debster.
Shotgun Alley, that's got to be one of the best names. Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you read another one, though? Go ahead.
The White Weasel, 3Z's Deer Camp, Ogama. Saw a few and they got a doe.
All right.
Their old man got an 8-pointer on Monday, but other than that, it's been super slow. Two guys have only seen one deer all week. They want to give a shout-out to Big Al at Camp Nutsack and want to wish him a happy birthday since it was his birthday yesterday.
All right. Very good. You are on the roundup on the phone here. Who's this?
This is Mark at Camp Seeing a Few.
Hey, Mark. Whereabouts are you guys at?
We're up by Tony.
By Tony. All right. What do you got to say for yourself today?
I have got a deer hunting story for you here.
Deer hunting story. I always love one of those.
As everybody knows, I got the buck on opening day.
Yes.
Now, interestingly, a few days ago, we're walking the same piece of property up there in the state forest, and we find somebody's long-lost trail cam stuck to the side of a tree.
Oh.
So I crack it open, I take the SD card, and I plug it in my little card reader that I carry with me all the time, plug it in my phone, looking through some pictures, there's a coyote, there's a wolf, there's a couple elk, and there's a buck in full velvet in September, and it's my buck.
Oh, wow.
I went, well, what the heck? I did a screenshot. I saved it. I put the guy's SD card, so whoever you are, it's back in there.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, compared to when we got back to camp, and sure enough, there's my buck a couple months ago.
Cool
still alive and still unbroken.
Yeah, cool.
And I thought, well, that's a pretty slim shot right there.
Exactly. All right. Anybody else doing anything for you out there?
Oh, it's been pretty quiet. We had to walk for all of them. We've got only one buck and one doe this week. Both of them came from walking and finding them, not them finding us.
Mm-hmm.
And had one doe today that I passed up a kind of long shot. Maybe could have got her. Couldn't have got a good shot, but it was another walking deer in the state forest. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mark. Well, thanks for sharing that story. That's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome.
All right. Have a good day.
Camp seen a few there, Mark. And those cameras are something. Yeah, those are a lot of fun. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine deer hunting without them because they do make it a lot of fun. When I was younger, none of that technology, just none. No cell phones, no trail cams, not even really hunting shacks. You just kind of went and sat out there. But the technology certainly adds a lot to the hunt. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Hi, this is Lori from Camp Goose Lane.
Hey, Lori, how's Camp Goose Lane doing?
Good. A friend of ours came up and got a real nice six-pointer.
All right.
And we've seen does, and we're not shooting does this year, so.
Okay.
But he got a nice six-pointer, so we were super happy for him.
All right. That's fantastic. He might come back then, huh?
Yeah, I think he's going to come back, yeah.
Yeah, it's always fun to see people come to our area, visit us, and have success and want to come back, yeah.
You betcha.
All right, Lori, thank you for the report.
All right, thank you.
Yes, Camp Goose Lane. A couple more emails here. Austin, what do you got there?
I just have the one.
Yeah.
It's Talon at Camp Moss Swamp.
Yes.
Their brother Trey Dog shot a doe on opening day with a 120-yard heart shot.
All right.
And they say thanks for everything you do with this show.
And we will have a picture of that. Sent a picture along with that email.
It's a nice shot, though.
Yeah, that'll be on the website a little later tonight at 98qcountry.com.
Boy next door or, handsome stranger. Wanna be free. You don't have to choose because Pluto TV has all your rom-com favorites. All for free. It's TV the way it should be. Pluto TV. Stream now. Pay never.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
You don't want to miss 60% off everything during the once-a-year Black Friday event, only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store. Bring home must-have styles and gifting favorites with limited-time deals from just $15.
For those times when only the best will do, do it best with Park Falls Building and Hardware. Their inside store selection includes housewares, tools, outdoor clothing, gloves, fishing tackle, plus paint and painting supplies. Outside, you'll find lumber and supplies for all your remodeling and building projects. Is it time for a new kitchen or more storage for all those toys? Let Al, Carrie, and the gang design your dream project today. If we don't have what you're looking for in stock, simply go to doitbest.com, select Parkville's Building and Hardware, and place your order with free shipping to our store. Congratulations to our two $500 shopping spree winners for November. From Park Falls Building and Hardware, a family tradition of quality and guarantee since 1980, and proud to be this year's silver sponsor of the award-winning Deer Hunters Roundup. Visit us on Highway 13 North in Park Falls, Wisconsin, or like us on Facebook.